Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include Jasmine Paris wins the spine race outright, China dominates at the Hong Kong 100K, and yes, Jim Walmsley is fast as f***. Following up on last year's announcement of me winning the Contributor of the Year Award from USATF's Mountain Ultra Trail Council, this incredible award showed up at our outhouse headquarters, and I have to say, well done, crew. They even included a delicious smelling bar of soap from the American Trail Running Association. For that, and for this one-of-a-kind award, I'm thankful and grateful. Shout out to Nancy Hobbs over at Autra for this award. Thank you. The biggest news of the past week just might be Jasmine Paris's domination of the spine race in the UK. The 268-mile journey across the Pennon Way Trail, which travels over some very difficult terrain in a notoriously bad weather window, is one of the more challenging long-distance foot races in the world. So, recent new mother, just 14 months ago, Jasmine Paris, won the race outright in 83 hours, 12 minutes, and 23 seconds, also setting a new overall course record. She didn't come out of nowhere, as she was already the record holder on the Bob Graham Round in England, the Ramsey Round in Scotland, and the Paddy Buckley Round in Wales. It's pretty amazing to see women kicking so much ass these days. Now, we'll have to get her to face off against Courtney. I'm thinking TDG come September. For the men, Ian Keith was your victor in 98 hours, 18 minutes. He previously had the course record of 95 hours, 17 minutes. In the shorter Montane Spine Challenger, which is a 108-mile version of the race, the event was won by Irish woman Carol Morgan in 31 hours, 47 minutes under wet and rainy conditions. On the men's side, Jim Mann set a new course record in 22 hours, 53 minutes. Next up, I was in Hong Kong this past weekend for the Hong Kong 100K, the first Ultra Trail World Tour race of 2019, and a showcase of the immense talent taking shape in China. This race, which often has a smattering of international competitors up on the podium, and this was no slouch year in terms of competition with Debo and Tom Evans coming out, was completely dominated by Chinese athletes. Although not household names yet anyways, keep your eyes peeled, world. The 100K course, which features over 17,000 feet of climb, was lengthened slightly this year, and an additional climb was added. I had 63 miles and 18,000 feet of climb on my watch by the end. The constant stairs and paved sections keep this one especially challenging, although the overall 30-hour time cutoff is nice and generous. Speaking of Debo earlier, I came across him at the mile 22 mark as he was making his way back on the course to drop. Let's go to Debo now.
Just been sick all week.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
tried for it.
All of a sudden started getting really wobbly and then started walking and then felt like I was about to lose consciousness, you know? Felt like kind of heat stroke-ish. Sucks, man.
Yeah.
It's like, I just don't know what happened, man. I got some infection and like I was fighting off vomiting in the car on the way to the start.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, did what I could and
yeah, it's a hot, humid day.
20 miles, like, okay. And then, like, it really got touch and go there for a minute. And I was a little worried that I was gonna fall asleep. So, take the good with the bad.
On the men's side, it was Shen Jiasheng, who runs for Columbia Montreal, winning in 10:22. I first met him at the Lijiang Skyview race last May, where he whooped us all, making a jog up to almost 15,000 feet look easy. This might be his biggest and most notable win yet. Runner-up was Ling Jing, who infamously made waves last year for crossing the finish line of Hong Kong 100K first, before being DQ'd for taking aid in the form of water from a spectator on course. He ran 10:35. Third was Zhang Zhenlong in 10:41, followed by Denggu Min of Solomon. On the ladies' side, Adidas Terex athlete Yang Chuen Liu, who was reportedly running her first 100K, took the win in 11:43. She was followed up by Ying Fuzhao in 12:17, Yang Guangmai in 12:43 in fourth, and fourth was Zhu Minling of the North Face in 13:02. As for me, I shared some miles with Megan Laws in the back half of the race and ultimately earned my silver award with a sub-18-hour finish. There was a couple of 100-milers in the U.S. this weekend, including first the famed Rudy Hurt 100 in Hawaii. The five-loop course, which is more like a series of three out-and-backs repeated five times, was won by ex-pro soccer player Nate Jacqua in 22:37, who was followed up by Trevor Fox in 23:24 and Masazumi Fujioka in 23:38. Cool story for fourth and fifth, as Chris Roberts came barreling in towards the finish, catching fourth place Tomokazu Ohara, crashing into him on its hairpin turn. In the commotion, he ended up ahead of him and pushed it in for the finish. He later asked for the places to be swapped, giving Tomo fourth. Nice. On the ladies' side, Sabrina Stanley comes out of the gates here in 2019 with a 100-mile win, 28:28, who will later be setting her sights on Hard Rock this summer. Next up were a couple of locals, including Solange Saxby and Anna Albright, placing second and third. Next, Arizona, where we had a surprise visit by 2018 Spartathlon victor and 2017 IAU 24-hour world champ, Yoshihiko Ishikawa. He didn't set any records this weekend, but ran away with the 100-mile win at the Coldwater Rumble in 1839. On the ladies' side, Tonya Keyes took a three-peat here with her third consecutive Coldwater 100-mile win in 23:11. Just as we wrapped up, the Ultra Runners of the Year, our friends at Fastest Known Time, launched their countdown of the FKTs of the year. As of the recording of this segment, they've only announced the fifth, fourth, and third place positions for men and women. In fifth, we have Claire Gallagher's Zion Traverse, which is the sister route to the Grand Canyon's Rim to Rim to Rim. For the men, it was Nate Bender with Montana 12ers. On to fourth, Annie Weiss and her overall record on the Ice Age Trail, with Andrew Hamilton's ambitious Colorado 14ers Winter Edition FKT. Wow. In third, Candace Burt set the unsupported Wonderland Trail FKT, and Joe Grant's unsupported Nolan's 14. Note that the voters chose this over the overall Nolan's FKT set by Alex Nichols. Not sure I can totally agree with them here, but hey, I guess that's why this is their award show. We'll have the top two next week, if they announce them by then. Following up on his recent third consecutive win of the UROY, Jim Walmsley qualified for the 2020 US Olympic Trials by running precisely 1 hour, 4 minutes at the Houston Half Marathon, equaling the time standard exactly. Much hype has been making the airwaves since then, sending people into a fit and frenzy, whether this is something remarkable or not. I, for one, think it's exciting, and as a fan of the sport, I'm stoked to see versatility amongst runners. I wish more roadrunners would throw in an ultra now and again. Imagine Desiree Linden throwing down at Lake Sonoma or Black Canyon. Eric Sensman's article for Sidious Mag is likely the most polarizing piece on this thus far, with Eric first immediately addressing Jim's propensity to attract criticism. I, for one, am pretty sure that just comes with being on top of your game. He then goes on to show how many of his achievements aren't unprecedented, citing Max King doing well in ultras and also translating that to fast times on the road, but then moving towards trying to make Jim seem even more special by claiming, and I quote, "No one has successfully dominated the sport of ultra running and then run competitive times on the roads. There is no example of that sequence of events in the sport of running, save for one." So Eric, no one has done well in ultras and later run fast times on the road, ever? Well, I don't have all the research with me, but pretty sure back in the day, like the 70s and 80s, guys dipped back and forth between roads and trail ultras quite often. And for Jim, a 4 minute, 4 second miler with a personal best of 13:52 in the 5K, 29:08 in the 10K with the incredible training volume he's sustained over the past few years as a competitive ultra runner, living and running at altitude, and experiencing suffering in long distance races, I'd almost be surprised if he couldn't run this fast. Jim's currently the best of our time, and I'd love to see him continue to take on new and diverse events, including the road marathon. How about a fast 50 mile and a track 100 mile? I think he's got a real shot at redefining ultra performances across the board and making a lasting mark in ultra history. Love you, Eric. The Mako Show was quickly back in action after his Bandera 100K golden ticket with a win at the Arizona Rock and Roll Marathon in 2 hours 20 minutes and 59 seconds, a new personal best. Next up, will he run Black Canyon? I don't know. Making waves on Twitter this week was the apparent return of Rob Krar's beard. Not sure where he's been, as he's been securely attached to Rob's face this entire time, but perhaps he lost his Twitter password? The last tweet from the beard was sent on May 6, 2018, but a reply this week directed towards the Southeastern Trail Runner podcast says he was hibernating in addition to getting super beefy and fluffy. Finally, a warning for those of you running in Arizona coming up over the next month. With recent rains, the desert is exploding in green. Keep an eye out for this bastard purple-flowered plant, the scorpion weed. This had a decimating poison ivy-like effect on me 2 years ago, and this stuff is out in full force right now. Steer clear, my friends. And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 129 of Outhouse News. Thanks for checking out the show, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a question or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. If you'd like to directly support the show financially, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of this channel, or pick up this custom pair of Jam Jam's Dirty 30 sunglasses. Link below. We've also got some additional clearance ones from the last few months. Links also below. Have a shitty week.